Harper Audio presents Wallflower Gone Wild by Maya Rodale, performed by Carolyn Morris. Prologue.
Let the great husband hunt begin, Lady Penelope, to her graduates.
Lady Olivia Archer's first season, London 1821. In spite of extensive preparation from Lady Penelope's finishing school for young ladies of fine families, Lady Olivia Archer was a failure on the marriage mart. The season had scarcely begun when it was abundantly clear her education would be useless for attracting suitors.
"I dare say gentlemen don't care to hear about embroidery," Olivia remarked to her friends and fellow wallflowers, Lady Emma Avery and Miss Prudence Merriweather Peyton. She had just returned from one of the three dances on her otherwise empty dance card.
"We're supposed to ask gentlemen about themselves," Emma remarked. "But what are we to do if they ask us about ourselves?"
"Exactly. A young lady should be seen and not heard," Olivia said. It was one of the rules they had dutifully learned. "But it would be rude not to reply."
"I tried that, and it was a disaster," Prudence said with a shudder. "I spent a half hour listening to Lord Gifford talk about the drainage ditches on his estate."
Nearby, Lady Catherine Abernathy, their classmate from Lady P's, burst into laughter, along with a group of young, handsome, eligible bachelors surrounding her. It was safe to say they were not discussing drainage ditches or embroidery. Olivia eyed Lady Catherine with something like jealousy, before stifling the sort of base emotion in which ladies did not indulge. No, ladies were serene and kind. The rule-breakers travelled down a dangerous path of violence.